Approach on the Bhuti, verse 51.
I'm trying to think how to chant this, and all that's coming is the Taittiriya. It's like before, you know. Suvarnatvam cha shashvatam. Brahmanaha jayamanasya brahmatvam cha tata bhavet. Suvarna is gold, Suvarna. Suvarnat, from gold. Jayamanasya is a present participle from janja, fourth atmanapada, to be born, to be produced. So for that which comes from, is born from gold, born of gold in English we'd say. And jayamana, even though it's present participle, something is coming from, like a pot is coming out of the clay, right? Mm-hmm. A pot is coming out of the clay from the pot maker's making the pot. The pot is coming from the clay, being produced from the clay. Here, for anything, jayamana, for something which is being born, being produced from gold, there is suvarnatvam, goldness, right? Mm-hmm. For that thing which is coming from the gold, that thing itself is gold. So goldness, the twam, it has the status, the stature, the nature of being gold. The thing that's coming from the gold, is being born from the gold, has the nature of gold. Suvarna twam. Okay? So suvarnat, fifth case, jayamanasya, sixth. Suvarna twam is in the neuter nominative singular. Chat shashvatam, and that gold is shashvatam, means it's forever. It's always gold. If something comes from the gold, like if a gold ornament comes out of the gold, then that gold ornament is forever gold. That's all it is gold. It's not going to transform into something else. Okay? So shashvatam means always, continually. It is ever gold. Suvarnatvam cha shashvatam. Then, second line, Brahmanaha, fifth case from Brahman. From Brahman, jayamanasya, for that which is born of Brahman, from Brahman. From the fifth case there, we don't need Brahman, it just shows the causal relationship. That's the cause, that's the source. So for that which is being born of Brahman, Brahmatvam, right? There is Brahmatvam, there's nothing but Brahman there. So Brahmanaha jayamanasya brahmatvam cha tata. Tata means similarly. So there's no just as. You don't need a just as. That's understood. And in a verse, a lot of times you add chas, or you don't have a just as like yata, tata. But since they have the tata, you in your mind or in your translation, you would say, just as for that which is born of gold, there is goldness. Similarly, tata, bhavet, there is potential in the sense of definiteness. Bhavet, so Brahmatvam is, similarly, tata, but Brahmatvam is for that which comes from Brahman, is born of Brahman. Everybody see it? You okay with that, Bill?
Bhavet,
potential, third person singular from Bhu, Bhavet. And it's not going to be should. A lot of times the potential is just used for a definite statement.
Okay.
So just, it is. Bhuvav means to be or to become.
What was the definition of bhuvav?
It just is. Brahmatvam is. Similarly, Brahmatvam is there for that which is born of Brahman. Okay. So let's chant that. Suvaranat jayamanasya. Suvaranat jayamanasya. Suvaranatvam cha shashvatam. Suvaranatvam cha shashvatam. Brahmano jayamanasya. Brahmano jayamanasya. Brahmatvam cha tatha bhavet. Brahmatvam cha tatha bhavet. Svapam abhyantaram kritva. Svapam abhyantaram kritva. Jivatma paramatmanoho. Jivatma paramatmanoho. Yasantishtati mudhatma. Yasantishtati mudhatma. Bhayantasya bhibhashitam. Bhayantasya bhibhashitam. Svapam api antaram. Svapam api antaram kritva. Jiva atma parama atmana atmanoho. Yaha santishtati muda atma. Mudatma, muda atma. Bhayam tasya abhibhashitam. Svapam means little, a little bit. Svapam api, even a little bit. Antaram has different meanings. Antaram can mean a division, any type of a division. Antaram also means inside or interior. Another meaning is other or means division. Okay, so antaram kritva, kritva indeclinable past participle, having made a division. Even a little division, even the most minute division.
What would that be?
Duality.
Yeah. Okay.
Beda. Even seeing things as other than one. Okay.
Oh, no.
Svapam api antaram kritva. So having made even the smallest division. Jiva atma. Paramatma, jivatma, the jivatma and the paramatma. The jivatma is myself, the self of the individual, the jiva, and the paramatma, Ishwara. So having made even the smallest division, so that's svapam api antaram is in the accusative from kritva, so having made even the smallest division, then jivatma, paramatma. This is genitive dual. And you would say between the jivatma and the paramatma, having made even the smallest division between the jiva and Ishwara, the self of the jiva and the self of Ishwara, having made even the smallest division between, and that use of the dual there in the sixth case, often there'll be many constructions where it means between this or that. Yeah. So translates nicely that way. So even having made even the smallest division between the jivatma and the paramatma, jiva and Ishwara, yaha, he who, nominative singular, santishtati. Santishtati means to stand in that condition, to remain in that way, remaining in that state. Statisht means to stand. Samyak means you're standing firmly there, standing firmly in that position, okay? Stand firm, resting there, abiding there. That's where you rest, that's where you abide, that's where you're located, that idea. Mudatma, yaha mudatma. The mudatma is the one, the atma means the person, the mind, that is muda, deluded. So the mind that is deluded, ignorant. The one who is remaining there, that deluded person who remains there, having made even the smallest division between the jivatma and the paramatma, that mudatma, that deluded person who is standing there, remaining there in that condition, for that person, Nominative singular, mudatma. Bayam tasya abhibhashitam. Bayam, nominative singular, neuter. Tasya, fear. Tasya, for him. Abhibhashitam, is told. Means, what they mean is in the Shastra itself, there's many verses. For that person there will be fear. Abhibhashitam, it is clearly stated. For what person? The person who's made even the slightest division between the Jivatma and Paramatma, that person who remaining in that state, that deluded person remaining in that state, for him, tasya, bhayam, there is fear. Abhibhashitam means it is told.
Sorry, bhayam is fear?
Fear, bhayam in the neuter nominative singular. Bhayam tasya abhibhashitam,
of him.
Of him, genitive singular, from the pronoun tat. So, bayam, fear for him, abhibhashitam. Fear is said to be there for him. And why they say abhibhashitam is because even in the Bhasha here, I believe they quote a couple of sutras in the Taittiriya Sutra, there's a verse just like this. It says, the one who for whom there's even a whiff, even the smallest whiff of dvaita, duality.
That's what I'm curious about, that little whiff of the slightest.
It really stinks.
It's amazing.
Well, because if you make one cut, then there's infinite cuts. And once you enter duality, you're in it. You become a jiva. Right? But here it makes the slightest difference between jiva and Ishwara. You have to see everything as Ishwara. Including the body, the mind, the sense organs, the antikaran, everything. All the jivatvam has to be given over to Ishwara. You have to see the upadi, the jiva upadi, as being part and parcel of Ishwara, being taken care of and being an expression of Ishwara along with all of the rest of the situation. Because one atma, the atma of yourself is the Parameshwara, is the atma of Ishwara. And so if your Atma is the Atma of Ishwara, if your Atma is Brahman, then this is yourself, not just this. This belongs to this, and yourself is the self of the whole. So that's the Advaita there. Everybody see it?
I have the last sentence, he who abides in the deluded mind, fear for him is told.
You would say like this, say for Mood Atma, the Atma, I was saying that the Atma is referring to the mind, the one whose mind is deluded.
The
one whose mind is deluded. Or you can just say the one who is deluded. Mm. Right? The reason I said that is so that you don't think that Atma has become deluded, that you know that the Atma is referring to the mind. But you can just say the one who is deluded, the deluded person who's remaining in this state, as that person is resting in the state of duality, right? For that person, there is said to be fear. And that abhibhashitam is said to be, he's referring to all the shrutis that use the word bhaya, in fact. They use the word bhaya for the ajnani and abhaya for the jnani, for the one for whom that duality is not there. Abhaya means free from fear. And, you know, when the sannyasi does the ritual to take sannyasa, abhaya is the primary focus. May no beings be afraid of me, and may I not be afraid of any being.
Isn't that famous phrase, dvaita ki bhayam bhavati? Isn't that phrase?
Well, that's a good...
Am I wrong?
No.
I've heard that.
Dvaitam... What is it?
Dvaitam di bhayam bhavati?
Dvaitam hi, right? Dvaitam hi.
Uh-huh.
Bayam bhavati. That makes sense.
I think I heard
Debbie says dvaitam is bhaya. That's what that. If it's dvaitam hi.
Uh-huh.
If it's dvaita di.
Uh-huh.
That's from dvaita, definitely fear is. There is fear from duality.
I think that's what it is.
Then that would be dvaita di. Dvaita hi is dvaita di bhayam bhavati.
You know, this knowledge is so counterintuitive because it there is just duality, you know? I mean...
Right.
No, don't leave me there.
That's it, you have to see.
Yeah.
Let's chant this. Everybody see it? Okay. Swalpam apyantaram kritva. Swalpam apyantaram kritva. Jivatma paramatmanoho. Jivatma paramatmanoho. Yasan tishtati muratma. Yasan tishtati muratma. Payam tasya pibhashitam. Payam tasya pibhashitam. Yatra jnanat pavet dvaitam. Yatra jnanat pavet dvaitam. Itarastatra pashyati. Itarastatra pashyati. Atmatvena yada sarvam. Atmatvena yada sarvam. Netarastatra chandati. Netarastatra chandati. Yatra ajnanat bhavet dvaitam itaraha tatra pashyati atmatvena yada sarvam na itaraha tatra na itaraha tatra cha anu api, cha, anu, api. The cha and the anu, cha, and then the u and the a is va. Cha, anu, api. Alright. Yetra, where, ajnanat, due to, fifth case, because of ajnana, due to ajnana, causal, due to ignorance, bhavet, there is, dvaitam, duality, nominative singular. Where there is duality because of ajnanam, yatra where, ajnanat, because of ajnanam, bhavet, there is, potential third person singular, of bhu, there is, dvaitam, duality. So where there is ajnanam because of duality, itaraha, nominative singular, itaraha, the other, there, sees. That's a kind of strange way of saying it. In a lot of these verses, even in the Upanishads, they'll say itara itara, itaram itaram, other other. Itaraha, nominative singular, sees itaram. The other sees the other. So here he's just putting in the nominative, the other sees. There the other sees. There, I become, instead of saying, I see another, he takes it as, I am the other is seeing. In other words, I am other than you. The other, there the other sees. That's just a little twist. So do you see how it goes? Like if I were to say, where there is duality, because of due to ajnanam, there the other sees. Wherever there is duality, be due to ajnanam, wherever there is duality, there the other sees. Means instead of my seeing, everything is myself, I am other than all of you. Itaraha pashyati. When I read the Bhasha on this, they just remind you that often this itara, it's usually used in the accusative. So you can change it to the accusative and say, what he really means here is itaram pashyati. And then put the subject in the verb pashyati, he sees itaram, another. But what he's saying, I just thought it was kind of nice. Instead of seeing all of this as me, I see myself as other. I as the other, me as the other, you know, the one who is the other is seeing, rather than seeing all of this as myself. But in English, you would just say, he sees another there.
It's kind of poetic.
It's poetic, yeah, and it makes a point.
Yeah, it deepens it.
It deepens it, because that jivatvam is there, so you're different than Ishwara, you're different than the creation, you're other. So it's the other, different from all of you, that is seen, right? If there's even the smallest, even if there's any ajnan from the previous verse. Sure. So, Everybody see that? In the next line, Atmatvena yada sarvam na itaraha tatra cha anu api. Yada means when, okay? When everything is Atmatvena, when everything has the nature of being Atma, this third case here means, it's called Ittam Bhave Tritiya. It means the third case, the instrumental case, is being used to give the nature of something. So here the nominative is Sarva. Everything, right, has the nature of Atma. Okay? So when everything, you can take it if you want to as for off of Pashyati. I'll show you how to do that. You could do it like this. Well, let me do it this way first. When everything has the nature of Atma, when everything is the self, in English we'd say, yada, when everything sarvam is the self, has the nature of the self, atmatvena yada sarvam, na itaraha tatra cha anu api, not the other there sees, right? There, not another sees. Because before it's itraha tatra pashyati, right? Mm-hmm. There the other sees. Mm. But now it's here, there not another sees. Mm. Right? There isn't another. Mm. You can also say, there is no other there. You don't have to bring down the pashyati. Na itraha tatra. There is no other there. Cha anu api. Not even a little. Anu means an atom. Anu is the smallest particle imaginable in the Sanskrit. You say anu, it's like an atom, the tiniest particle. You know, so you would say again, not even the smallest amount.
Right? And atmatvena is the nature of
Atma. Yeah. So you could take the pashyati when he sees everything, then sarvam becomes accusative. When he sees everything as the self, right? Na itra tetra, there is no other there, right? Cha anu api, not even a little bit. That's probably a nice way to take it. Take pashyati and go atma twain yada sarvam. When pashyati, he sees sarvam, everything, atma twain as being the self. Na itra tetra. Not another there. There is no other there. Right? There is no other there. In the wherever he's seen. There is no other. Na itra tatra. Cha anu api. Not even the smallest bit. Not even a little bit. Same as svalpam.
Right? And sarvam, I lost what
sarvam, all. Yeah, everything. Everything. If you take it off of pashyati, sarvam pashyati, he sees everything.
Oh, yeah.
Atmatvena, as being the self. He sees everything as the self.
Nice verse.
Very nice, yeah. Yeah. It's all Advaita.
Yeah, cool. That's why we're here.
Let's chant this. Everybody have it?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, we're going to chant Yetra. I just want, did everybody understand this?
Oh. Yeah.
And then we'll do the next verse. Yetra, yetra jnanat pavedvaitam, yetra jnanat pavedvaitam, itaras tatra pashyati, itaras tatra pashyati, atmatvena yada sarvam, atmatvena yada sarvam, netarastatra chandapi, netarastatra chandapi, yasmin sarvani bhutani, yasmin sarvani bhutani, yatmatvena vijanataha, yatmatvena vijanataha, navaitasya bhavet mohaha, navaitasya bhavet mohaha, nachashoko dvitiyataha, Natchashoko dvitiyataha. Yasmin, Sarvani, Bhutani, Hi, Atmatvena, Vijanataha, Na Vai Tasya, Bhavet Mohaha, Nacha, Shokaha, Advatiyataha.
I
may have to.
It's in the transliteration.
It's in both. With the Jeff, they generate each other.
I have to remember it. You can remind me. Penny, so you can remind me.
No, but I'm not going to it.
Well, Penny will do that. Penny's good at it.
No, she's not.
Now I've passed on the burden.
Okay, now it's Penny's fault.
So what's it supposed to be?
It's supposed to be Shoka.
Shoka, not
Shoka. Ka. That L should be a Ka. Shoka.
But does it change to O because of the...
Don't you have Shola there?
Yeah.
Sholo.
It should be Shoko.
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 Oh.
That L instead of, I did an L instead of a K for some reason.
Oh my God.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, that's right. That's why.
Well, did that jump out at you when you were reading the verse right now?
She's reading a
different
page.
No, she's reading
a different
page.
Oh.
We've got this one and she's...
Well, we got the lame version, right?
We've got
the, transliterated
for those of us who need it. Yes.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh my.
I never knew it was so complicated.
Yes, when you have more than three, you know you're in trouble.
Hands?
Post-its.
Oh, yeah.
Hands too.
Another
set of hands
might
not
be too
chill.
Now I remember.
Okay.
Right. Yes, Min. Didn't I read it already? Yes, Min, in which. So in the Bhasha they say, in which avasta. Means in which state of being. They're differentiating between for the Ajnani, the Avesta for the Ajnani versus the Avesta for the Jnani. Okay, so here we're looking at the Avesta for the Jnani. Let's see. Yasmin, in which Sarvani Bhutani, Sarvani all beings, Sarvani all Bhutani beings, he indeed. Atmatvena, as the self, Vijanataha. We'll put this together. Vijanataha. Okay.
Wait a minute. He indeed.
He means indeed.
Oh yeah, he.
And then
he.
Atmatvena as the self, as being the self, just as the self is good. Vijanataha is the present participle of Vijanati means to have aparoksha jnanam, direct, immediate recognition, vijnana. So vijanataha is present participle in the shashti in the sixth case. So the one who knows in the sense of aparoksha jnanam, the one who sees it, who knows. For the one who's knowing, all beings are the self. For one who knows, sarvani bhutani, we can say, for the one who knows all beings as the self, for the one who sees. Vijanataha, for the one who has seen all beings as the self. Navai tasya, for him, nabhavet, vai is indeed, definitely, emphasis. Navai tasya is for him, nabhavet, there is not, mohaha, there is no moha for him, there is no delusion for him. Mohaha is a nominative singular. So you could say, tasya mohaha. For him, there is no delusion. Or you could say, he has no delusion. Right? So for tasya, for him, mohaha, delusion, nabhavet, nacha, and not shokaha. And there is no, take pavet again, and there is no sorrow. For him, there's no delusion, and for him, tasya is going to go, and pavet are going to go to both, and there's no sorrow. So you say, and for him, there's no delusion, and there's no sorrow. You see that? Nacha shokaha, and no sorrow.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. I mean, just when Dante, because you see the self has no sorrow, you know, and then, okay, so when you're a jnani, you don't have delusion, you're not deluded in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and yet you can still, your mind can still have sorrow. So it's kind of like, do you see what I'm saying, kind of?
But this is kind of an important point,
mm-hmm.
actually,
mm-hmm.
because the mind can have any number of vrittis or experiences, just like the world,
right.
you know, but is that you?
Yeah, no.
And so, because no matter what the vrittis are there, or the emotions are there, or what is going on in the world, the ahankara isn't identified with that as your nature. That experience is being had.
Yeah.
But then, on another level, for the jnani, as you gain jnana nishtha, the world doesn't have so much capacity to cause you sorrow.
Right.
Because you're seeing it as Ishwara, and you're not asking it to be different. But even if it's causing any type of sorrow or vrittis, the ahankara isn't identified there.
Right.
And at the same time, what's swaprakasha, what's self-evident for you, is your own self-shining,
yeah.
which does not have the shoka. Yeah. Right. So even while you're having shoka
mm-hmm.
in the mind,
yeah.
your own swarupa is not that.
Mm-hmm.
There's viveka between the mitya and the satya.
And yet the delusion and the lack thereof is itself mitya. You know, that's sort of interesting.
Yeah.
yeah.
Any type of delusion is mitya. And the creation also, the dvaita that's experienced in the creation is mitya.
Yeah.
Could you translate again? I got a little lost here on the last word.
Advitiyataha?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess I didn't do it yet.
Oh.
Because of, now this taha ending here
mm-hmm.
is different than the vijanataha. Vijanataha is a present participle, sixth case. Here, Advitiya is taking the tessil, in Panini, tessil affix. Taha is an indeclinable affix that means from, because of. It's a fifth case indeclinable affix. So if you said, the word is advitiya, non-dual, advitiya taha, because of non-duality. Okay? So you would say, for him, there's no delusion nor sorrow because of advaita, because of advitiya, because of non-duality, because of being non-dual. You see it?
Because of being non-dual?
Or just because of non-duality.
I like the being non-dual because you...
That's okay. Advitiya, okay. Everyone see it? Another way the Basha did it on this was, this is a little technical thing. This yes man means you can say he took yes man as in which avasta. It means in which state.
Mm-hmm.
The state of being a jivan mukta, the state of jnanam.
Mm-hmm.
In that avasta, right, in that state, for the one who's seeing everything as non-dual, then he says, in that state, tasya, he takes it, he views it as he changes it into a locative and takes the tasya to mean tasmin and says, in that state, there is no duality. In that avasta, there is no delusion, there is no sorrow because of non-duality. So he's just the bhashakara, the one who's writing the bhasha, is just changing it a little bit, what Shankara said, to make it what he thinks is more clear.
So when you notice a little bit of sorrow or a little bit of sadness, it's an indicator that there's a misidentity going on?
No. No, because if shoka is there, if you take yourself to be there, that adyasa is that, then there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, you know, some delusion.
Yeah. So
But if it's an experience, if it's just an experience that is coming up either from the unconscious or because of whatever, and your mind recognizes it as mitya, then you're not resisting the experience. It's part of Ishvara. And so there's no build-up on the experience. Because you see the experience as Ishvara.
So you shouldn't expect it to be just wiped out?
No, you don't become just totally placid. Jnani is not just placid. It's not like there's not feelings and emotions there. However, as you mature in this knowledge and a person gains vairagya because of the knowledge, right? Vairagya just means you're not asking the creation to make you happy. Everything becomes, as Swamiji will say, like the helium balloon. You can be engaged in it completely, fully engaged, but you can also completely let it go. You know, so if you don't get it how you want it to be, then that's fine too. Because you're not asking it to be your source of ananda.
Yeah.
You know, that's the vairagya. And so as you gain nishta in this knowledge, part of that gain of nishta is as your mind gains more and more shanti, because you're not asking the creation to make you happy, as it's gaining more shanti, it itself is feeling more full and gaining and depending upon yourself for the atma, for the ananda, the wholeness. Then it feeling full, it doesn't need to change the world. If you're already happy, then this is Ishvara and all is well. It's when you're not happy, you're feeling insecure, frustrated, or all of these things, then you and looking out to the world and grabbing. So that all, you know, slowly drops off because the vairagya changes in time as you are assimilating this knowledge. All these old conditionings drop off. And so your mind also doesn't enjoy. It's not suffering from the delusion, so the mind also enjoys a much more steady state. You know, much more just natural shanti. Okay, let's stop there. And that one, and go on to our vocabulary list.